It's a type of training that can improve you overall as an athlete. So we're discussing sports performance coaching. This is Right Beside You, a Reed Health podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Joey Waller. Our guest, Cody McMillan. He's manager of sports performance for Reed Health. Cody, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. First, simply put, for those unfamiliar, what does a sports performance coach do?
Okay, so a sports performance coach is a coach that's out there training you to get better at your sport. It's a little bit different than personal training to the fact that it's more geared towards athletes, and a sports performance coach is really there to take an athlete to their next level, to get them where they want to be, whether that's if they want a college scholarship, if they want to play more varsity, or if they're starting to get into sport and they just want to get better at their sport. That's what a sports performance coach does, just leading the athlete to whatever their goals are. And you know, we have some goals for athletes too, so hopefully we just meet in the middle, like a little triangle point, and we can get the athlete to where they want to be. So
it sounds like you train a lot of high school athletes. What age and level athlete are we talking about?
So right now, I'm not really turning anyone away. I want to train all athletes right now. So we have everyone from, we're training a 9-year-old soccer player to a 17-year-old Division I basketball player. So we have a wide variety of athletes, and each athlete is a case-by-case basis on what they need. So obviously with some of the younger kids, just getting those fine movements down and just getting a basis of strength down is usually what we're looking for with the younger kids. But then with the older, kind of more developed athletes, we're doing more specialization, different kind of workouts to get them prepared in a different way than a younger kid who is possibly just starting out in a sport, just learning how to really move athletically. So we have a wide range of elementary kids all the way up to seniors in high school right now. So it's a wide variety, but I think it just makes us better coaches, and it's all for the athlete. So an athlete, doesn't matter what age you are, if you want to get work done, we will work with you. So.
Well, you mentioned giving the athlete what they need, of course. How do you initially make that determination when you start working with someone?
So the first session is a complimentary session, but the very first part of it is I just want to get to know the athlete. And our sports performance coaches here do the same thing. They just want to get to know the athlete first. If they bring along a parent or whoever, you know, is bringing them along, if they need someone to bring them along, we want to get to know them too. And then we just kind of ask them basic questions, you know, what sports do you do? What season are you in right now? What are you looking to get better at right now? And kind of what are your long-term goals? And so we have that kind of the very first session. We kind of figure that stuff out, just getting to know the athlete, getting to know the athlete's parents, just seeing where their goals are. And then we kind of lead them through kind of an assessment workout, the very first workout where we're still trying to get them working, moving through stuff, but the workouts are designed to see where there's some deficiencies, what things we need to work on for the very first session. So then after the first session, then we kind of come back with the athlete and the parents and say, these were your goals, and this is what you wanted to get better at. And then this is what we noticed in our first kind of assessment of the athlete. And then we're just going to build a roadmap so we can both get to those goals and both get to where we think we need to be.
So obviously workouts differ depending upon the athlete, the age, the level, the sport, etc. But generally speaking, what types of things are you working on? Obviously, their speed, their strength. What would be some of the common threads that would run through most of these workouts?
So very common thread is we've actually developed a pretty strenuous warm-up. I don't really like to call it a warm-up because I think that gives kind of a connotation that, you know, it's just the warm-up. We don't have to take this seriously. But the warm-up that we've developed is also a part of the workout too. So the warm-up is the same for every athlete, no matter what sport they're doing, because the very first thing that we want to do is just work on fine motor skills and moving smoothly as an athlete, getting some proper running mechanics down, and then also just working on some balance and flexibility all kind of in one with the warm-up. So that's really the main threads, is just making sure an athlete can move smoothly, has fine motor skills, and just moves athletically. Like, we kind of try to fix those things at the very first session or first few sessions, so that we kind of get the base developed, that we can kind of start getting into some more specialized training. So the common threads really are just getting an athlete to move better, fine motor skills, and just work on basic balance, flexibility, and a little bit of core strength is always just the basis for every athlete that they need to work on.
So when you talk about those basic things, core strength, flexibility, etc. How often do you find when you start working with someone that they don't really yet know how to work out properly, that whatever they've been doing on their own, part of the reason that it wasn't sufficient is because they really didn't know what they were doing?
Yeah, I've noticed that, especially it's more towards the younger athletes that we're training. I've been lucky that a few of the older athletes that I'm training in high school makes me feel good, makes me know that whether they're a sport coach or whether they're in a PE class or a weightlifting class during school, for the most part, I think people are starting to do, you know, evolve with the way, start doing the right movements, the right lifts. So it's really with the younger athletes that I'm kind of sitting there looking at them and saying, oh, well, you know, they really can't even balance on one foot. So let's just, before we even get under a weight, before we even start moving weights or anything, we're just going to work on our balance. So that's what I found with a lot of the younger athletes is that there's usually, whether it be flexibility or balance or just being able to move fluidly, that's usually kind of the deficiencies we found with the younger athletes.
Wow, hearing that, when I go to work out later, I think the first thing I'm going to do is go off to the side and see if I can balance myself on one foot.
No, I've had to find my own balance too. You know, I still try to keep up with working out consistently and stuff, but I feel my age kind of creeping up. Sometimes I've demonstrated a few of them, and I've been like, after I've done it, I'd be like, that is the way not to do it, trying to demonstrate my balance or my flexibility. So I always try to preference that and try to have fun with the athletes at the same time, because if they aren't laughing or having fun with the workout, they're not going to come back to the workout. So
sure. How about that? What's one or two keys from your experience in trying to make it fun and being able to toe that line where you want to push, but you don't want to push too much that they're not looking forward to it the next go round?
Yeah, so it's always just being personable with them and being one of the coaching points that I've kind of developed is say something after every rep, whether it's correcting their form or if they did a good rep, just tell them, hey, that was a good rep right there. Good job. So just developing that, you know, if you're a little abrasive of talking to new people, you get a new client. Well, the easy way to start talking to them is just every time they do a rep is just say, hey, good job, or correct their form just every rep. I don't want my sports performance coaches sitting there with their arms crossed, not saying anything. I want them to, you know, as they're doing their warm up, hey, what'd you do today in school? How was your day in school? How's practice been going? How's your sport been going? So just being personable with them and just letting them know that you care and just being excited about it. Because if you're excited about it, it'll rub off on them. No matter if they come in, they have a bad day, always ask them about their bad day and then just try to motivate them. So the key thing is just being personable, always talking to the athlete, always making sure you're encouraging them. Because I feel like if they know you care, then they'll keep wanting to come back because they'll think, hey, that coach really cares about me. He wants me to get better at my sport. And the athlete's got to understand that, you know, we're going to push you. We're going to push you to be better. And it's all out of us caring about the athlete. If we didn't care about the athlete, we wouldn't say anything to you. So if there's ever a time when you're training and the coach isn't saying something to you, that's a problem. We always want someone saying something to the athlete, correcting them or just reinforcing them.
Sounds great. A couple of other things. So obviously, Cody, if an athlete comes to you, if their parents approach you on their behalf, they're looking for something that they're not already getting. So if they're playing a sport on a team, in a school, at the varsity level, etc., how would you sum up what oftentimes those situations aren't providing them that you can? Because I presume oftentimes it's a lack of staffing, manpower, time. Some of these schools have enough on their plate just to put a team on the field, never mind this kind of specialized training that you provide. Am I right?
Yep, you're completely right. A lot of times the sports coaches are also the teachers in the high school. So a lot of times they're doing work all day. Now that's not with every coach, but you know, most coaches at the high school level, they have a full-time job. I came from college athletics. I've been working in college athletics the past 6 years. Those strength sports performance coaches are paid by the universities, so it's their full-time job to be a strength coach. But when it comes to these high schools, they're coaching football, basketball after they do their full-time job. So it's just hard to get those resources in the school of having a good, well-trained sports performance coach that can put them through workouts. And then it also becomes a time thing, because you're at school all day and then you got practice after school. Well, adding another workout on top of that practice kind of makes it hard, puts a lot on the coach's plate, puts a lot on the kids' plate. So what we want to offer is maybe if a team doesn't have time to work out, you can always come here to get your workout done by Sports Performance. And then also we kind of want to add it to like kind of supplementing. If they're already having, you know, maybe they have a weightlifting class during the day at school, which is awesome for some schools to have. We'll take what they did that day if they come to us that evening, and we'll do kind of a supplement or like an accessory kind of thing of what they did at the beginning of school that day. But it's just hard with at the high school level just being able to staff a person in the weight room at full time to really lead kids through a workout. And also when you're doing a team workout, you might have 30 people in the weight room at once, and it's hard to keep eyes on all 30 of those people. So here, you know, offer more one-on-ones, more group, kind of smaller group sessions where our sports performance coaches can have eyes on the athlete at every rep, every time. So I think that just adds to keeping them ready to go and getting them better.
Sounds great. And then finally, on a personal note, tell us a little bit about your athletic background and what you think it is coming up that made you passionate about doing this for a living.
Back when I was in high school, I played football and I participated in track. And my high school football coach, who was also pretty much our sports performance coach as well, we were always in the weight room. And the working out and training for football is what led me to fall in love with just training and training athletes and getting better for my sport, because I always knew I loved football season, but I knew when football season was over, that winter and spring was time to get more athletic, get faster, get stronger, all of the above. And so I've kind of just carried that. I've always loved doing that. I carried that into college. After high school, I got to attend Indiana University Bloomington, where I majored in exercise science. And so taking my love from training and exercise kind of to the next level, I also got to, while I was at Indiana University, I was lucky enough to be able to become a student coach for their football team. So I not only got to work with the football team on the field, I also got to work with Coach Ballou and Dr. Ray, who were the strength coaches at IU in the weight room. And now both of them are the strength coaches at Alabama. So I learned a lot from them, and just the way they were passionate about sports performance and getting the athletes better, getting the football players better at IU really just led me to think this is what I want to do with my life. So as soon as I graduated IU, I got a job at Anderson University coaching football. I was also the head strength coach there. And so I got my first chance of having a whole weight room to myself, training athletes. I then moved on to Marion University, where I coached football there too, but also worked in the weight room. So I've been at all these collegiate places learning from top level individuals about different movements, different lifts, and just how to take care of an athlete. And so that's my background. And I've always loved sports. I've always loved training for sports. I just think they go hand in hand, that it's not just about going out there and practicing your sport and getting ready for the game. You got to put in the time in the weight room to make yourself better, because that's what's going to give you the edge over your competition. And I've always just loved that aspect of it. And just being in the weight room, training with either someone's pushing you through something or you're training with someone else, it's just a different kind of thing. And it's really just a fun thing that I've always loved and hope to pass on to my athletes.
That's awesome. Well, quite an impressive background indeed. And an Indiana Hoosier, Cody McMillan. Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Yep, thank you.
And folks, we trust you're now more familiar with sports performance coaching. To get connected with the program, please do visit readhealth.org and search for sports performance. Again, that's readhealth.org and search for sports performance. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social media. And thanks again for listening to Right Beside You, a Read Health podcast. Hoping your health is good health. I am Joey Waller.